Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. There is none compared to you. There is none like you, our Father and our King. We pray that tonight, O God, Lahatuze Varki Bahando Shetala Mahadija Zaako Veletaya. Grant us peace, O God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Within these few minutes that we will share together, I pray that your people shall be blessed in the name of the Lord Jesus. I banish misunderstanding and misrepresentation in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let deliverance be given in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shando kapahadia talamahashaya. Leruje bamako shepratize zalahando sheprakatalabahaya. Ivala bahashon telebelebe krandiza zalabahaya. I'm not really sure what is going on Facebook, if I can see you or not. I really can't see you. But if you are still with us, just share the video, share the broadcast. Let someone else be blessed. And I am positive that God will give you your own portion of the blessing. Now, last week, the sprint, now the whole apostolic sprint is just channeling the apostolic and the prophetic to release certain things into the lives of our listeners, into the lives of those that tune in and join us, such that you will catch some fire, you will catch some understanding that would help you in making impact on earth, and as much as help you in laboring in love in the kingdom. Now, last week we spoke about the necessity of fire in a man. We spoke about the necessity of fire in a man, whereby I said that it would be impossible to make impact without fire as a Christian, as a child of God. The Bible says that God is a consuming fire. And if there is nothing fiery about your life, if there is nothing fireful about your life, I am sorry, but it will be very difficult to make impact. It will be very difficult to express God to the outside world. All right. Now, I said that a fireless man is a man without impact. And I believe that you caught some fire last week. I believe you caught some fire last week. Oh, God, help our network. I believe you caught some fire last week. And today, I want to be sharing something amazing. Now, before then, let me do a quick recap so that when I bring it through, you see the connection we're creating over here. Now, the Bible says in Obadiah 1:17, I said that last week, 17, it says that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Right? Now, the 18 says that, and the house of Jacob shall be a flame, a fire. He said, the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. Now, most people are concerned about what they get. That is when we deal with upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. They are concerned about God taking away their problems. They are concerned about God taking away their struggles. But the next thing he says that they shall possess their possessions. What are their possessions? Now, we are beginning to look at the inheritances in Christ Jesus. And he says that any man that has a hold on this inheritance, any man that has this hope, must of necessity express the fire of God. Now, quickly, that was just a quick recap. Quickly, today I want to share something from Matthew 11, the verse 12. Matthew 11, the verse 12. So the next point, or this week's point, is that we need violent men. We need violent men. We need aggressive men. We need men that know what they're about. We need men that are not intimidated by systems. We need men that are not deterred by what they face. I told you that a fiery man is a man that cannot be child is a man that cannot be defeated by the circumstances of life. It's a man that cannot be defeated by the struggles and the oppositions they face. Now, Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, I read for you. It says that, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent takes it by force. Now, most of us have heard the scripture, and normally we use it to pray, and we go like, if you are not aggressive in your prayer, you not get what you want. You have to be aggressive in the spirit. But we are not told exactly how this violence is expressed in this kingdom. We are not made to understand the intricate communication on this matter. Hallelujah. Now, I want to be, we'll be praying shortly. I really, really, really was hoping to see those watching so that we could interact. Unfortunately, I have no feed at all, and I don't know why. Oh God, help us. Maro shetala baham diaskatala bahai. Kobo bo 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 bo. Kodo bo do bo do bo. Kontolo bo shadi dala baham dias. Retele meshon de la lias tapai. Bero kotolo bo sa. Velelelelele hai. Okay, I think now our network is fine. I've just received a message. Okay. Amazing, 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 amazing. All right, so in the verse 10, he says that. So let me pick it again. In Matthew 11, verse 10, he says that, For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. I think I should pick it from the verse 7. The verse 7, the Bible says that. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went ye into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in the king's houses. Oh, Jesus. And in verse 9, he says that, but what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yeah, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he, still talking about the prophet John, he says that, for this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily, I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there have not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. The verse 12 says that, and the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. He said, and the violent take it by force. Look at the verse 13. He says that, for all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. Now, this is not just talking about any mere violence. If you take it out of context, that is where we begin to talk about violence that we are unable to really explain. We preach a lot about it, that you have to be aggressive. You have to show some tenacity. You have to show some push and all that. And we are unable to explain the contextual implication of this saying that Jesus made. Jesus was talking about a class of prophets. He says that until John the Baptist, there were other prophets that prophesied. And he said, I don't believe that you went into the wilderness to see a man that was clothed in fine linen, because those that are clothed in soft clothing, they are in the king's houses. And he said that, I believe you went to see a prophet. This John is more than a prophet. And he continues to say that this is he of whom it was written that he will come before me. Hallelujah. Then he says that in the kingdom of God, of all men born of women, none is greater than John the Baptist. But in the kingdom, he is the least. What does it mean? It means that them that are begotten of God into this kingdom, in this new testament and in this new covenant, them that are begotten of God, the Bible says they have every chance whatsoever to be greater than John the Baptist. How? They ought to be violent. He said that until John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven, but the kingdom of God in Luke, he says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent take it by force. And it's important for you to understand that all that was being spoken about in the verses that I've read from the verse 10 to 13 and the 14, you realize that we are talking about labor, other prophets and their labor. What determined a man that was great was what they were able to produce. What determined the greatness of a man that was laboring in the kingdom was what the man was able to produce, was how much of God a man was able to represent. And so he said, unto John the Baptist, men have labored in the kingdom. Speak of the Isaiah, speak of the Ezekiel. He said, men have labored until John. And it has only been by the violent that have taken it. Hello, Karabas. What is there to be taken? What is there to be taken? We are talking about crowns in the kingdom. And we are talking about violence in the sense of labor. If you are not about your assignment, you cannot be violent enough. If you ought to be violent in the kingdom, we are talking about doing your assignment with every aggression, with every zeal, with every force, and with every power. You are not deterred by anything whatsoever. This is what we are talking about. We are not talking about men that can pray from morning to evening and they don't know what they are praying about. We are not talking about men that will make noise and at the end of the day, they have no fruits to show for it. I said last week that a man of fire is a man that can produce fruit. The Bible said, for it is required of a steward, it is required of a servant that he be found faithful. And I said, a man that is faithful is a man that has been fruitful. Until a man is fruitful, a man cannot be considered that faithful, because we need consistency in your production. And it is this consistency, this consistency, this focus, this zeal that determines the measure of your violence. This violence is talking about labor. He said, for God is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. It is the labor of love that will zoom us into the violent place. Hallelujah. I just want to put you into a certain place. I just want to sack your mind for something. That, hey, see, the world is not waiting for soft-clothed men. The world is not waiting for men that are too soft. The world is waiting for men that are fiery. And men that are fiery but are violent. Men that have caught the fire and they are running with the fire. It is one thing to catch the fire. It is one thing to lay hold on the fire. It is one thing to express the fire at one point, and it is another thing to walk in violence. And I said, this violence is about labor, laboring according to your assignment, laboring according to your duty, laboring according to your role in purpose, laboring according to your place and your position according in the eternal purposes of God. And I pray for you tonight. I pray for you tonight that if you are looking for violent men in the kingdom, if you are looking for aggressive men in the kingdom, if you are looking for fiery men in the kingdom, you will be one of them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ola ba shande kola ba haya. Raba shondi la barahata la bakati. Le 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 ba shaya. All the verses, they were talking about prophets.
They were talking about men of God. They were talking about men that carried the person of God. They were talking about men that carried zeal of the house of the Lord. They were talking about men like Elijah that could call down fire. But at a certain point, when Jezebel sought for his life, he fled. He wasn't violent enough. His violence reduced. He saw the fire. He worked with fire. Yes, last week I said that a man of God must be a man that should be able to release fire. And I used the situation where Elijah was approached to be arrested. And he said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and consume you. And fire came down and consumed him. But the consistency in the fire that produces violence in the kingdom was not found. And so at a certain point in time, he had to run for his life. Hello, Shapratala Bakataya. But I pray for you tonight. You have just not caught the fire. You will run with this fire. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. See, patience is not timidity. Patience is not slow pace. Patience is strategic movement with understanding and wisdom. A man that is violent without patience has lost it. Because this violence must be in the confines of the Spirit of God. It must have everything to do with the Spirit of God. It must have everything to do with the Spirit of Christ. Because the Spirit of Christ is the atmosphere of heaven. And we are looking for violent men in the kingdom of heaven. He said, at the coming of the Spirit of God, he said, the kingdom of heaven has come unto you. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you be a man of the Spirit, that you be a servant of the Spirit, one that has the fire and works with the fire, one that is not abated, one that is not prevented by circumstances, one that is not pushed down, one that is set apart, one that is so different and unique in their dealings with God. They don't look at what other people are doing to measure their standard. They look at the Lord to measure their standard. All their focus is on is the mark. All that they are yearning for is the prize. All that they want is the prize. They want to end the race in victory. And I pray for you that the violence of the kingdom shall consume you. I pray for you that the violence of the kingdom shall consume you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Maybe all along you have thought that being violent in the kingdom is all about how you can pray to get what you want by all means. Hey, that pray until something happens, it's not violence. We are looking for men that will carry the gospel. Men that are so concerned about the will of God. Men that are so concerned about the heartbeat of God. Men that are so concerned about raising men, raising giants, raising generals. Men that are concerned about winning souls and discipling them. We are not talking about men that are so concerned about themselves. Lord, I pray for that car. I pray. No. Those men are not violent. No matter what you say, they are not the violent men. We are looking for men that are not concerned about what they will eat, like John the Baptist. Ayo talabakataya. Eating what no man would eat under any normal circumstances. Wearing what no man will wear under any normal circumstances. Lemaru Sheparagatiza. Combro Shetele Mekavas.
Leko je prada baba 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 ba rondo lo bokoshe retala bashun de la bagaba rebashan di balaba rapa baba ba shobede bede be repata pala balapa rapa papa pa ipata katia talapa lepato shada papa rapa la bayada pa. May you generate consistency in the fire of God. May you run with zeal in the name of the Lord Jesus. Patelege shonta. May you run with the heart of God. May you run with the will of God. These are the fallen men we need. Men that will change the narrative. Men that are not fearful. Oh, Jemandi Zalakadash. Entolo Boshaya Dabahaya. Roshevanda Labahaya. Violent men, they are men of fire. They are men that consistently produce fruits. The violent take it by force. The violent take it by force. Makondi Balabahaya. Do you know that violent men in the kingdom of God, they are crown snatchers? They are crown snatchers. I want to show you something in Revelations. I want to show you something in the book of Revelations. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mondo Shanda Bakabaya. Kombo bo 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 bo. Maratele Beshanda Baya Bayaba. Zabaku de balabaya naba shedebedebedebe rabababababa. May you catch the fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you catch the fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shanda bakundi la basaya. Repekunda la babababa. Rapasheta la babababa. Rabashendebedebe kundi libika dabaya daba. Revelations 3 verse 11. Revelations 3. Verse 11. My God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. This was actually the letter to the Philadelphia church. Now, I'd like to share something briefly about Philadelphia from what I'm going to read. I won't bore you with any theology. The word of God is theology. Hallelujah. 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 He says that, I know thy works. So we are talking about works here. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, but hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. These are violent men. Men that are able to do things beyond the little strength they have. But on this mountain tonight, God is giving you enough strength. God is giving you enough grace. God is giving you enough anointing. God is giving you enough ability to be able to run as a violent man, to be able to run as an aggressive man, to be able to run with fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. May your strength not fail. Verse 9 says that, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. These are men that are able to throw away men that have opposing opinions of the gospel. These are men that are able to win atheists. These are men that do not run away from mere Jesus love you. These are men that will go where no evangelist there goes. These are violent men. These are violent men. And no matter where they are, be it in the wilderness, they are able to still reach people with the gospel.
No matter where they are, they find a way to reach the people with the gospel. These are violent men.
Kona Mashaya da Basaya. Kelebe Shandi la Bahaya. Verse 10, he says, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Remember when I said, running with patience. Okay? So violent men are men that run with aggression. But this aggression has the place of patience. Because a man that is violent in the kingdom is a man that runs according to the dictates of the spirit with so much zeal that their zeal are non-fueled. They are not fueled by man. They are not fueled by intelligence. They are not fueled by man's inspiration or wisdom or understanding. They are fueled by the spirit of God. And they are not deterred. They are not discouraged. Nothing moves them. I've got to preach the word of God and nothing stops them. These are violent men. I pray you be a violent man. He said, but you have kept the word of my patience. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. That no man take thy crown. He said that the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence until the time of John the Baptist, and the violent takes it by force. We are talking about crowns. We are talking about making marks in the kingdom. We are talking about labor of love that has expressed maximum impact in the earth realm and in the heavens. He said, take heed that no man takes your crown. See, it is possible for another man to take your crown. The violent takes it by force. If you don't do what is expected of you, yesterday when I was praying, I think it was the day before yesterday, because we have entered a new day already. On Friday, I was praying. And whilst I prayed, the Spirit of the Lord said something. I'm paraphrasing. I wrote it down, actually. I could read, but I'm going to paraphrase. He said, the purposes of God cannot be stopped, not by any man. It cannot be stopped by any man. He said, a man that decides to be a wall between the fulfillment of God's purposes, that man, the purpose will move over. In other words, if you have a part to play in the purposes of God, such that the agenda of God will be fulfilled and his will will be done, and you are unable to align, you are unable to allow yourself for the Spirit of God to make impact through you, it will run over you. God will not wait on you forever. That's what I mean. God will not wait on you forever. If you don't take care, another man will run the race for you. And any man that runs the race for you takes your crown. That is what was meant by this statement to the church in Philadelphia. He said, take it that no man take it away your crown. He said, that no man take thy crown. Verse 12, he says that him that overcometh, him that overcometh, there is the general implication of overcoming. Okay? But we are also talking about this overcoming in the kingdom of God. Men that are able to run ahead of others, men that are able to change the narrative, men that are able to do the extraordinary. These are men that are able to snatch crowns. He said,
take heed that no man take your crown. A man can take your crown. If you stand in the way of the fulfillment of the purposes of God, the purposes of God will jump you over. Catherine Kuhlman said one thing. He said, I'm paraphrasing. I've forgotten. He said, she said that she was actually doing what she was doing because a man failed God. She was doing what she was doing because a man failed God. In other words, the race she was running should have been run by another man. But that man could not run the race. And Catherine Kuhlman inherited that race. What it means is that she will take away that man's crown. Don't be one that will have his or her crown taken away from you. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. When we are counting violent men in the kingdom of God, may you be counted in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said that, God dola bahaya, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of the heaven of God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. Do you know? That all the violence of Abraham, walking by faith, his violent faith, all the reckless faith of Abraham, Jacob, Isaac, all that these men did, Scripture says, they had their eyes on a city the Lord has built. A city that no man had founded its foundation, but its foundation is founded by God. They were looking for that heavenly city. They were looking for that heavenly city. See, all the violence in the kingdom of God, and I've explained what it means that it means by what the scripture means by, and the violent takes it by force. All the violence in the kingdom, all the labor of love, is that a man will win a crown. A man will lay hold on the crown. And that a man will become a pillar and have the name of the Lord inscribed upon them, and the name of the city of God inscribed upon them, and the new name of Jesus inscribed upon them. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will run not being weary. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will run not losing faith. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will fight the good fight of faith. I pray that you will fight the good fight of faith, running with patience, earnestly the race that is set before you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that you will not lose sight of the mark. I pray that you will not lose sight of the crown. I pray you will not lose sight of the prize in the name of the Lord Jesus. He said that the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence until John the Baptist. And he was talking about prophets. He was talking about men of God. He was talking about roles in the kingdom of God. Roles that pertain to the universal purposes and the eternal purpose of God. Roles that pertain to Jesus appearing. Messianic purposes. Roles that mattered in all that will happen in the ages to come. The kind of labor that will echo in the ages, from his generation through this generation to the next generation. Komashina mahatu beneme katai. Hello vokorasi kapa diastepada. Le mama masho pregize vandala kataya. Rondo lobo usaya. Le rasataya dabadaba. May you not just burn with fire, but may you run with that fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you run with that fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you be like John the Baptist. However, the scripture said he's the least in the kingdom. You have every chance to be greater and better than John the Baptist. Therefore, I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus that you be consumed by the violence of the kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus. Men that run with fire, men that are concerned about bearing fruits and nothing else. Men that are not concerned about what they wear. Men that are not concerned about what they eat. Men that are not concerned about what people think. Men that are not concerned about people's judgment on the message that God has given them to deliver. But they will deliver what God has placed in their heart unapologetically. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will catch some fire that will make you make impact, that will echo in the generations to come in the name of the Lord Jesus. If the Lord is looking for that violent man to make atonimi saya tala gatende lebe shonte pele kataya daba special impact in the kingdom, may the Lord locate you. He said, take heed that no man take your crown. May your violence end you up in winning your own crown, and if possible, taking men that lose God, taking their crowns. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are looking for men that will overcome and be made a pillar in the kingdom of God, may you be counted one in the name of the Lord Jesus.
So violence is not just about praying until something happens. Nah. That's not just it. Violence is not just about doing everything in your possible best to attain the prosperity that has been prophesied over your life. No. Violence in the kingdom, it's about making impact. Violence in the kingdom is about letting your heart beat with the heartbeat of God. That you seek after God and you find him. Jeremiah 29 verse 13, he says that, you shall seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. The first seek talks about a reckless desire of God. And he said, you shall only find me when this reckless desire has progressed into searching for me. The first seek and the second seek or search is different. The second one is a relentless pursuit of God as though that is your breath. As though without it, you cannot sleep, you cannot eat, you cannot live. A relentless pursuit. So your reckless desire walks you into a place of relentless pursuit of God. All your concern is the heart of God. All your concern is that you find God. And that word find there in that scripture means attaining God. Obtaining God, winning God. He said, if you seek me with all your heart, if you relentlessly desire and pursue me as though your life depended on it, actually your life does. He said, you will find me, you will obtain me, I will be your crown. That is what it means. I will be your crown. I pray for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I speak some fire over your life. Catch that fire that will make you run. Catch that fire that cannot allow you stay in one place like men like Philip. Komili gadu melehestabaya. Moroko stiva lagadias. Lekes. Ilakatuma na mahadias.
Every weakness is leaving you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever prevents you from relentlessly pursuing God and making and publishing His name is taken out of your life. It is eliminated from your life. You are a man of impact. You are a violent man in the kingdom, a fiery man, an impactful man. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I am Al J. And I thank God that I've been able to come your way. Nothing is showing on my screen, but I believe that I've been able to speak with you. The intention was to prophesy to a few people that will pop up, but we were late. And I can't see anybody. So this is it. But there is this echoing in my spirit. You are watching me and you are yearning for something in God. You are yearning for this place in God. You are yearning for this oil, this level. A hunger is being awakened inside of you. I don't know, but I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it be released. You're a guy, actually. Let it be released. Oh, Shebaya Dabahaya. Someone will watch this video because I can't see if anybody is watching now. I can't have any information here. But whether you're watching or someone that is watching this video, when I said it is a guy, quickly I saw in my spirit another lady. You're like, oh, something like that. And you're also yearning for the same thing. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will catch the fire of God. May your eyes open. And may your heart pump with the zeal of God. May you run as a violent man, bearing fruits consistently and constantly. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Shalom. Peace to you. You want to share this video with someone, make sure they are blessed. Their prophetic sprint is all about a short time where we aggressively catch some fire. We engage in matters that will spur us on. We engage in matters that will speed us up. We engage in matters that will create a hunger inside of us. This is the apostolic sprint. And I am RG, and I'm excited to be coming your way once again. See you next week. If you have any question, if you have any matter of concern, you can reach the number on your screen or on any of my social media handles. My number is on the screen. This number is not always active. However, if you send a message, I'll get back to you. So I advise WhatsApp first before a call, because it's not always that your call will come through. All right. So I am RJ, and God bless you. Do well to share this. And for those of you who are looking for ways to sow to this number, is also registered, and so you can sow a seed. However, if it is inconvenient for you, you can still inbox me and we'll find a way that you sow that seed. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. My name is RJ, and I'm excited. I am super excited to come your way. I believe you are blessed, and I believe the glory of God is risen upon you, and you carry the weight of His glory. I see the fire of God inside of you, and I see His oil upon your forehead. You are not the same again in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are making impact and you are making way. Shalom. Bye-bye. I love you.